McDonough District Hospital is wrapping up a $32 million expansion and renovation project that will give it new capabilities. The three-story addition to the south side of the hospital will feature an emergency room, a senior behavioral health unit, and a rehabilitation center. The expansion also includes room for a helicopter pad on the roof and an attached garage for ambulances. The senior behavioral health unit will be the first of its kind in McDonough County. It will cater to people ages 65 and older. Program Director Lori Steinbrecher says they will work with individuals suffering from symptoms associated with early dementia, anxiety, or depression. She says patients will spend about 2 weeks at the hospital learning how to improve their quality of life.
This isn't a situation like on a medical unit where the patient would basically stay in the room all the time. That's not the purpose of this unit at all. We want them out involved in group activities, recreational activities, learning to get back into that social network that they used to experience.
There will be 12 beds in the senior behavioral health unit. It can begin accepting a few patients today on a preliminary basis. The hospital still needs to receive Medicare accreditation before making all beds available. The new rehabilitation center and emergency room are expected to open in mid-August. These are both existing services currently housed in the main building. Hospital President and CEO Kenny Boyd says the layout of the new ER will address current privacy concerns. Right now, patients receiving emergency care are only separated by hanging curtains. But the new ER will feature private exam rooms.
Being in the hospital is an uncomfortable time and nerve-wracking time anyway, so sharing a room with somebody does not provide the best environment or the most relaxing environment.
Boyd says the private rooms are also safer for patients and help limit the possible spread of infections. He says this is just a start for the hospital, which is in the process of making almost all of its patient rooms private. That project is expected to be completed early next year. I'm Emily Boyer, Tri-States Public Radio News.